As most of you guys know, this week has been overly hard for me. And to me, that was really discouraging and really rough because I look forward to this. This is something that I really wanted to do, and I really wanted to share God with all of you. And so when I came back from Nebraska and Monday was upon me and I had the worst attitude ever. I didn't want to get up here and talk to you guys. I didn't want to talk about God. I was so angry. I was like, okay, so I was so excited for this. I wanted to speak your word, and then you throw at me the worst week ever. But I realized that it wasn't him, and last night it really hit me that the talk that I'm going to give to you guys tonight is something that, regardless of whether or not I tell it to you, it's still going to be something that I struggle with every single day. And that was the biggest thing for me, was that God wanted me to realize that I can't be prepared for this talk. I can't be prepared for this week. It's not something that you can prepare yourself for. It's just something that happens, and you have to accept it. Sorry. Guys, that's my talk right there. I've always searched for acceptance. Never in my whole entire life have I felt good enough for anyone or anything for that matter. And I don't want any of you guys to raise your hands, but be honest with yourself. Who here has felt like they are not accepted? That they'll never be good enough for your parents, for your friends, for whatever it is, that you just can't rise to the situation. So what do we do when we feel that longing for acceptance? For most people, in most cases, we push ourselves. We push ourselves to look prettier, to be smarter, to be nicer, to, in some cases, be meaner, whatever the case, to be better at sports. We push ourselves to be better than what we already are, than who we already are, just to be accepted. I promised myself that I would never, ever get up on this stage and talk about my past. I would never get up anywhere publicly and talk about my past. Because, guys, in my mind, my past is no way, shape, or form ever going to be good enough for anybody, not even for myself. If I was to share some of the things that have happened in my life, there's a high possibility that I would lose everything and anything that's meant anything at all in my life. And you may think that I'm being dramatic and that, oh no, she couldn't have done things that are that bad. Guys, I've done things that I haven't even admitted to myself, that I can't even accept myself, and things that I've been so successful at hiding away in my head, and on the rare occasion that they do come out and I do think about them, they don't even seem real anymore. I can't even accept myself. I absolutely hate the fact that I'm up here sharing this with you guys right now. I tried everything. Every other talk, every other anything to avoid talking about this one. And I convinced myself that another title and another topic was what I was going to share. And God had a different plan. Because this, guys, this is the most real, the most personal, the most close to my heart talk that I could share with you guys tonight. My relationship with God, though I've known him my whole entire life, ever since I was little, is something that has been pretty much close to non-existent. I hated him. I despised him. I questioned his existence. I didn't want anything to do with God, because in my mind, if God was in my life, everything was too complicated. It put these restrictions on my life that I, being a strong-willed person, wasn't at all okay with. I wanted to do things my way. So what did I do? I blocked him out. It's that simple. Because pretty much without God, I was able to do things my way. I was able to have more fun. And guys, I don't mean fun as in going and sleeping over at somebody's house or going to the mall and watching a movie and hanging out with friends. I mean going to somebody's house and staying there and sleeping over because you're too wasted to wake up and you're too wasted to go back to where you're supposed to be staying that night. Or going to the mall to shoplift instead of to just go and chill with friends. You know, that's what teenagers do. But no. I loved the adrenaline rush I got out of being bad. Out of doing things that in my mind I knew I wasn't supposed to do, but I didn't care. I was having fun. And the best part about having fun to me was the fact that I had friends. I had so many friends, and I was, I guess what you could call popular in a way, and I loved it. Because in its own sick, twisted way, I felt accepted. But that's when I got tossed into this game of tug of war between do I please my friends and do what they want me to do? Or do I please my family and what they think about me and do what they want me to do? I became so unhappy with who I was and trying to juggle being this person and being that person and pleasing everybody but myself. I was done. Suicide was pretty much the best option for me. I didn't care. I couldn't please my friends no matter what I did, and there's no way in heck I could ever please my dad or my mom. So I tried on multiple occasions. But every time I got to that point, I would think to myself, you've heard these stories of people who took their own life, who left behind their mess that they weren't strong enough to deal with, and they left it all behind for their family, for the people that they loved to pick up and deal with. And I stopped. If I hate those people so much, why would I want to be one of them? But every single time I came back to the same situation of that stupid game of tug of war. I can't please you. I can't please you. How am I supposed to please myself? But guys, I left out the want and I left out the need to be accepted by the only person who has accepted me all along for the person that I am, regardless of my past, regardless of anything that I've ever done in my life. He has always been there and I just had to accept him. In Romans 4:1-8, it says, Abraham was, humanly speaking, the founder of the Jewish nation. What did he discover about being made right with God? If his good deeds had made him acceptable to God, he would have something to boast about. But that was not God's way. For the scriptures tell us, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteousness because of his faith. When people work, their wages are not a gift, but something they have earned. But people are counted as righteous because of their work, not because of the Are counted as righteous not because of their work, but because of their faith in God who forgives sinners. David also spoke of this when he describes the happiness of those who are declared righteous without working for it. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins are put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin. Guys, that's it. That's everything right there. I not want to get into my Bible and read these passages, but there's simple things like that just hit me, that make me realize that even when I'm not okay with myself, even every morning when I wake up and look in the mirror and I say, God, why this? Why this face? Why this body? Why this attitude? Why this personality? Why am I here? He knows. He has a purpose for me regardless of whether I accept myself or not. And the same goes for every single one of you. You all have your stories. You all, whether you have done things that, you know, aren't even speakable, or whether it's just something that picks at your head and at your heart and drives you crazy, you all have your own sins that you've committed in your mind, and they are no different, and God sees them as the same. He accepts every single one of you. He accepts me, and that's the best thing I could ever ask for. I don't have to prove anything to my parents. I don't have to prove anything to my friends, and I don't have to prove anything to myself. For so long, that was the only thing I had searched for acceptance, and it's still something I struggle with. I still will wake up every morning and ask why, because I will never fully know. But guys, God has the biggest plan of all, and He's all-knowing, and He knows your hearts, and He made you exactly the way you are and put you in every single one of your situations for a reason. And He has a purpose for each and every one of you. And guys, He accepts every single one of you for exactly the way you are.